17 wickets in the match. It's never been done by a Hampshire bowler before. What can we say? Just awesome.
I don't even know what to quite say, JMO, to be honest. It hasn't really sunk in. Yeah, pretty incredible. I don't think, again, as waking up yesterday morning, I never thought I'd take 9 yesterday, and then I didn't think I was going to take 8 today. The pitch got pretty good, but once I started reversing, it started to get quite fun, to be honest. And yeah, we knew we just needed to get into that middle order. They had a young middle order and put some pressure on them, and 270 was a long way off on this wicket.
So 9 for 40 first innings, 8 for 46 in the second innings. What was harder?
Sure. This was probably harder. The second time around, definitely. But it was a different set of skills. The first innings, it was nipping about with that new rock. So sort of traditional first-class bowling, you can say. And then, yeah, as I said, after lunch there, it scuffed up nicely. The square's very dry at the moment, considering it's September. And we got to reverse and was going late. And yeah, kept hitting that front pad, and like I said, it got fun. And then even turning the ball around, managed to get it to go the other way, as you saw the ones that were nicked behind. So, yeah, a different skill set. But like I said to the guys in the change room, as a bowler, there's nothing more fun than a ball reversing, be it white ball cricket or red ball.
I mean, they were 86 for nothing at one point. You took 6 wickets in 31 balls, totally turned the innings on its head. I mean, even at 86 for naught, did you think, I can still get in here, I can still get amongst them?
Yeah, like we said, we get one of the openers, we get the captain, and that was our goal. We knew Bantam, Bartlett in the middle order, young players, they're looking for their first championship, they're under huge pressure. We had absolutely nothing to lose. And to keep running in, again, all the guys, Freddie bowled well when he came on box, and the spinners. And yeah, we just kept reminding them that they're one mistake away from choking on the championship. And our plan here was to spoil the party, and we've definitely done that.
Yeah, I know James Vince said last week he didn't want to see Somerset celebrating this week. You've certainly pushed that to the back burner.
100%. Yeah, I was asked yesterday on Sky, I'd rather finish third or spoil the party. I said spoil the party by a long way. They celebrated against us at the Royal London Finals. So, yeah, to get back here and make them do some hard work next week again. Essex, I think, is going to set up for a fantastic game of cricket on Sky. And it goes to show how competitive this championship is with promotion, relegation. And there's so much on the line. And it's a great place to play. And leading on from the Ashes, I think four-day cricket test cricket is certainly not dead.
Sure. This is an easy question, really. After taking 17 wickets in 3 days, do you feel you're bowling as well as you've ever done?
I would think so. I was actually chatting to young Felix about it yesterday, and it's weird. It only takes one or two balls to think that I'm in it. Once I hit my length at my optimum pace and speed and get a wicket from that, it suddenly puts my mind in a different space. And it can take one ball, and I think you commentating, you would have seen it quite a few times over the years, how many times I've been on a hat-trick. I'd say 10, 12 times where I've got one and two straight away. And as soon as I pick up that feeling of, all right, that's the length, that's my optimum, that's my rhythm, it sort of starts to click from there. And yeah, I had that for all sort of, 40 overs that I bowled in this game.
Out of those 17, was there one that you said, God, that's a bit more special than the others?
Oh, I think the captain today, Tom Abel today, again, like I said, we target the captain in a run chase, especially or batting out a day. We always think that the captain's going to lead from the front. There were a couple of ones there that just worked for us. Three, actually. Davies, I was coming around the wicket and Fidel said, come over, swing it across him and nick him off, and took one ball, and that happened. Bartlett, I wanted to go away from him first ball. Vince said, bring it in. He said it's reversing LB first ball. And Craig Overton, he said, oh, let's put in another slip and think you're going to take it away. And I did take it away and he nicked it first ball. It was just sort of everything, not really from my side, but guys around me with ideas, whatever we touched just sort of turned to gold. I think, yeah, once in a lifetime sort of day, even 2 days. But I think a great game of cricket, good wicket at the end of the day. It spun, it did a little bit of everything, and 200s and a couple of fifers. You can't ask for much more.
Are you going to do that again at Canterbury? Are you going to put your feet up?
Might get a game off. No, I'm joking. a little bit of a slope at Canterbury. So, we'll see what we got there. But definitely going to take the next 3 days off. Probably not bowl a ball until Monday morning when we get there. Until then, I'm going to enjoy some beers in the middle with the boys now.
Well done.